A lot of marketing advice on the internet sounds great until you try to run a real business and actually follow it. Welcome to the Confessions in the Home Office podcast. I'm Wendy Hill. Today, I want to talk about something that I see all the time when I'm working with clients and when I'm talking with other business owners, and honestly, just scrolling through social media because it's taken over my feed these days. And that is the gap between marketing advice and reality. If you spend any time online where people are talking about business or marketing, you'll notice very quickly that there is no shortage of advice. Everywhere you look, someone is explaining the strategy that works for everyone, the system that guarantees clients, the system that will bring in so much money that you can retire your spouse, or the marketing approach that will supposedly transform your business. And a lot of it sounds really convincing. But the problem is that when you try to apply some of that advice to an actual business with actual clients, deadlines, budgets, team members, and all the responsibilities that come with running a company, things suddenly start to look very different. Advice that sounded simple online starts to feel complicated. Advice that sounded exciting starts to feel exhausting. And sometimes advice that seemed like a great strategy simply doesn't work for the type of business that you're running. Over the years, I've realized that most marketing advice isn't necessarily wrong. The real issue is that it's rarely universal. What works beautifully for one type of business can be completely ineffective for another. So the context matters more than the tactic. So today, I want to talk about just a few pieces of marketing advice, I can't talk today, that you hear constantly online. These are ideas that get repeated so often that people begin to treat them as rules. But when you look at how business actually operates, you start to see that those rules don't always hold up in the real world. And that's where the gap between marketing advice and reality really starts to show. So let's start with one that I see all the time. The idea that you have to post every single day on social media if you want your business to grow. This advice usually comes from conversations about algorithms and visibility. The thinking is that more frequently that you post, the more chances the platform has to show your contacts to people. More posts mean more opportunities for engagement and for discovery. And there is some truth to that. Consistency absolutely matters. Showing up regularly helps people remember you and builds familiarity, can't talk again today, over time. But what often gets lost in the conversation is the difference between consistency and frequency. Posting every day might work well for someone whose entire business revolves around content creation. If creating content is really your full-time job, daily posting would make sense for you. But most business owners are not full-time content creators. They're running companies. They're serving clients. They're managing projects. They're solving problems. And they're trying to keep everything moving. So when someone in that situation tries to follow that rule, that they must post every day, the result is just burnout. And sometimes I just call that just paralysis. Can't move, can't get anything done. They start scrambling for something, anything to post. The quality of the content drops, the process becomes stressful, and you know what happens? You just stop doing it. I've seen many businesses get far better results by posting two or three thoughtful pieces of content each week than posting daily and forcing that. What really matters is not just how often you show up, but whether what you're sharing actually provides value or insight. So consistency matters. I talk about that all the time. But consistency has to be realistic. Another piece of advice that gets repeated constantly online is the idea that you have to pick an extremely narrow niche in order to succeed. If you've ever been part of a marketing program or a business coaching group, you're going to hear this message. The theory is when you focus on one specific audience, it becomes easier to position yourself as an expert and easier for potential clients to understand what you offer. And there is definitely some logic behind that. Clear positioning can make marketing simple, and it can help people quickly recognize whether you are the right fit for them. But here's the problem. People take this advice too literally. They start believing they can only work with one tiny segment of the market, and suddenly they feel like they have to turn away opportunities that don't fit that niche that they've chosen. But in reality, many successful businesses serve multiple types of clients while still maintaining a clear identity. Sometimes the niche isn't the industry you serve, it's the problem you solve. A consultant might work with clients in several industries, but still be known for very specific expertise. In that case, the niche is the skill set or the outcome, not necessarily the category of the client. So for established professionals, especially, relationships and referrals often bring a variety of clients over time. So trying to artificially limit that can sometimes do more harm than good. The real goal of niching is clarity. You want people to understand what you do and why it matters, but clarity doesn't have to mean restriction. Another piece of marketing advice that has become very popular is the belief that every business needs a funnel, a sales funnel. Funnels are often presented as the ultimate marketing solution. You create a lead magnet, you build an automated email sequence, and you provide potential customers through a structured path until they become clients. And funnels can be very useful if you sell digital products or scalable programs, but not every business operates that way. Many service-based businesses grow mainly through relationships, referrals, and conversations that build trust over time. Clients come from introductions, professional networks, and word-of-mouth recommendations. In those situations, trying to force everything into an automated funnel can really complicate the process that's already working. Funnels don't support marketing efforts, can support marketing efforts, I'm sorry, but they rarely replace the human connection that drive most service businesses. Another piece of advice that gets repeated frequently is the idea that you simply create enough content, clients will eventually show up. Content marketing is very powerful when it's done well. Sharing insights, experiences, expertise can really help build your credibility and help people understand the value you bring. But content alone does not guarantee visibility. Publishing something online doesn't automatically mean people will see it. There are millions of pieces of content competing for attention every single day. That's why successful marketing usually involves both content creation and intentional distribution. You have to make sure the right audience encounters the ideas you're sharing. That might mean networking, participating in professional communities, sharing your work with your network, promoting the content you create. It's not just publishing. It's making sure the right people see what you publish. And finally, there's one more piece of advice that leaves business owners feeling overwhelmed, the idea that you have to be everywhere online. LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, podcasts, newsletters, blogs. It feels like there's endless platforms where you're supposed to show up. And then I get the thing, should I start a Substack? I don't know. We need to talk about it. It's easy to start thinking that if you're not active everywhere, you must be missing opportunities. But the reality is that most successful businesses focus on just a few key channels where their audience actually spends time. So instead of trying to maintain a presence everywhere, they concentrate on doing a few things really well. Trying to show up everywhere often leads to scattered efforts and inconsistent results. Focused marketing almost always produces better outcomes. So when you step back and look at all these examples, you start to see the larger pattern. Most marketing advice is built around general principles, but those principles have to be adapted to fit the reality of your situation. So I think about it like this. When I was pregnant with my kids, there was a book called Baby Wise, and it was how to teach your child to sleep through the night and teach them how to soothe themselves so they can get a full 8 to 10 hours of sleep so you can get sleep. And then I learned there were parts of Baby Wise I agreed with, and there was part that was just not going to work for our family. This is the same thing. Learn the principles and take from it what's going to work for you. So what works for an online influencer may not work for a consultant. What works for a large startup may not work for someone running a business largely on their own. That's the gap between marketing advice and reality. The goal isn't to follow every rule you see online. It's to build a marketing approach that works for your business, your audience, and the resources you actually have. And sometimes that means experimenting. Sometimes that means adjusting. And sometimes it means ignoring advice that everyone else is repeating. And in my case, what I've learned is sometimes that means closing Facebook and Instagram in the morning instead of getting overwhelmed by all the experts telling me what I need to be doing. Because the best marketing strategy is not necessarily the one that's trending, it's the one that works for you. So, thank you for listening to this episode of Confessions in the Home Office. If you're feeling overwhelmed or you know someone else who is, by all the marketing advice out there, share this episode with them or send me an email. My email is Wendy, W-E-N-D-I, at marketmomentum.biz. And sometimes the most helpful reminder is you don't have to do everything. You just have to do what works. And I will see you soon. Thanks.